This is a recording on Monday, November 14th, 2022, with Nahum Katz. And Ortal is going to introduce our fabulous presenter.
Good evening, everyone. So before I will introduce very shortly Nahum, I want to say that Nahum is a very good friend of mine. And we are really good buddies. And I will say a couple of words, Nahum, and you will feel free to share and say whatever you feel like. I trust you. Nahum is a PCC coach, PCC, and he's doing coaching, supporting professionals and organizations with coaching, workshops, lectures, public speaking, team building, leadership development, and management development program. He's an amazing person, he's a good friend, and he likes to help to people, so I think you know him, and if somebody doesn't know him, he will introduce himself more. Thank you, Nahum. Please mute yourself because there is sounds on your recording. If you want to speak, feel free to open your microphone. I will support you in the chat, and Nahum, please, thank you.
Thank you very much. It's a great pleasure, and it's a big excitement to present in front of all these lovely and beloved friends and teachers and the founders. For me, it's a great pleasure and a great honor. So thank you very much for allowing me to do that. And with all these wonderful friends, my heart is beating very strongly. So let's dive right in, and then hopefully it will be easier. So let me share, and then let's see how that works. We need to do this. Can you see my screen? And I need to do this.
Yes, we can see.
Yeah, and that's okay. One more thing we need to do. This, I need my I don't know where my cheating notes are, but let's do it.
You can see it well.
Yeah, I know. I need my cheating notes. Yeah, bingo. Okay, so again, thank you very much for attending, and let's go and dive right in. What I picked as a topic is the subject of intent and how it reflects or how does it manifest in coaching. In all the different aspects. So first we're going to explore what intent is, okay? So I would like you to write in the chat what in your eyes is intent. Intent, sometimes it's used as intention, mostly as intent. So please write in the chat what in your eyes intent or intention is. Tension within. Thanks for the hug. Focus flowing out of purpose. Motivation to perform a specific action. Okay. And thank you so much. And now, if you would be kind enough to share, why does it matter? Why this notion of intent? Why does it matter, especially in coaching? But why does it matter in general? Again, please share in the chat. Any thoughts? Why is it important to understand? Why does it matter to understand intent? With intention, the spinal cord opens up. Wow. Cause is the first step towards action. Thank you. To put your heart into something. Absolutely. A plan that guides one's future. Expression of profound need. Very interesting. Thank you, Charlotte. So Indeed, when I usually start my lectures or engaging with a new topic by looking in the dictionary. So the Merriam-Webster dictionary uses the explanation of a usually clearly formulated or planned intention. So we have to understand that many times the definitions are circular. They explain the same thing by the same word. By the way, feel free, I'm willing to send the presentation to anybody, and please feel free to interrupt at any point. So just open your mic and just speak up. You're more than welcome. Intention is what one intends to do or bring about. And this is as a noun. So the aim behind a specific action or set of actions. Intent is also in the Cambridge Dictionary, it is more or less the same. And if we bring an example from a philosophy of science from London, an example is, he was carrying a gun with intent to commit a bank robbery. Now, intent can also be an adjective, not a noun. For example, he had an intent stare. So that's an intensive intent, a very focused stare. She had an intent look on her face. Okay? Something like this. We would probably all love to have someone, at least the men, someone to look at us like that. But there are some other people that think that intent, and this is not by the linguists, but there are people who think that intent or intention should be a verb and or used as a verb, because they say that it is the active conscious attention and energy, and someone already mentioned energy and putting your heart into something, so there's a lot of energy there. To put your conscious attention and energy into something you want to achieve or accomplish. This lady is Adapia Derico, and she is an entrepreneur and the author of Productive Intuition and the blogger. An example for this kind of intention would be, she was intent, you know this young lady? She was intent on becoming an actress. So she went to drama school, even though it was against her parents' wishes. If we look, any comments, any questions, any remarks, please feel welcome. We will soon be much more engaged. But if you take a look, for example, into different fields where intention and intent can be found, we go, of course, into the area of some more spiritual areas. And for example, in religion, Professor Ray Langton from Newnham College in UK, she says that it's a wishful, spontaneous, self-fulfilling belief about what one will do. So if you intend to do something and then you act upon it, then there's good chances that that thing will become reality. And an opposing hypothesis from the same professor is that intending is just a sort of believing. So intent is like a belief. And on the opposite side, Professor David Velleman says that intentions are future-directed beliefs about what one will do, self-fulfilling expectations motivated by a desire for their fulfillment. So there is a potential to be fulfilled, and the filling of the gap between what we want and what will become reality is an energy, is a creation of motivation there. If we go to prayer and to the world of prayer in the different religions, then in Christianity we will find something like, you can strengthen that connection, of course, with the divine by praying with real intent. That same intent can be found in Judaism, in Jewish prayer, and it is called Kavana. Kavana is meaning, you mean something, you mean that. You are focused on that thing. So if you, when people pray, you can see the two faces of the man and the woman. Both pictures were taken at the Wailing Wall. And so it is, Kavanah is the sincere feeling, the direction where your heart is focused when you pray. And that's why you see the closed eyes in both the man and the woman. And both pictures were by the Wailing Wall in Jerusalem. Also in Jewish prayer, you know, you might know that we have 613 tenets or commandments of do and not to do in Judaism. And the Kavanah is that level, the high level of sincerity, devotion, and emotional absorption completely into the prayer. You can see that we close our eyes. The reason that we close our eyes is because first we close our eyes in order to not see other things and to focus on the beyond, to focus only on what we pray right now. And also we close our eyes in order to avoid wandering of the mind, which you know that happens all the time. In Jewish prayer, if you do something without Kavanah, if you pray without Kavanah, it doesn't count. So you didn't do the commandment. If you pray without meaning it, without intention, very focused intention, you have to do it again. So we can find the same thing in Islam. And in Islam, there are some essential elements which are called rukn, that are the elements of the prayer. And the first element, and the most important, is the intention, the niyyah. Intention means that we have to know what is it that we are doing, what is it that we are reciting, for whom, and why a certain movement is made. And the value of every of our deeds is in the intention, and the intention behind that deed. It's not merely in the deed itself. So even if you give money to somebody or help somebody, if you don't intend to do that, if you don't do that with intention, it doesn't count, just like in Judaism. In Buddhist psychology, intention is said to create karma and to create our pattern. If we leave the world of spirituality, then you know that in criminal law, intent, if there is intent, the crime is considered more severe. Like, for example, in the degrees of murder, if there was intention, then it is more severe. If there was no intention, or you didn't mean it, or that's not what you wanted to happen, then it's less severe. So let's try to again go into the chat, and please, I invite you to write in the chat, what do you feel, or how do you see intention without action? Okay, so what is intention without action in your eyes, or what is it like? You can use a metaphor. What is it like, or what is intention without action for you? Just an empty word. Thank you. Nothing happens. Intention without action is a dream, absolutely. In the Kybalion, Terry mentions it's a vain and foolish thing, and she accepts that. So, intention without action, some people will say it means nothing, okay? Charlotte, ekagrata is a Sanskrit term meaning one-pointed or single-minded. It's a one-pointed focus and pursuit of one matter, undisturbed concentration, and absolute attention. In yoga, it is achieved through consistent practice of meditation or abhyasa. Well, if there's only intention and no action, then there is no walk the talk and no focus. Thank you so much. Now let's see what happens with the opposite. So when the opposite is, what happens when there's action without intention? Again, please share. what is it or what is it like? When there's action without intention. It's a waste of energy, absolutely. No focus again. Mm-hmm. Running nowhere, shooting in the dark, absolutely. Madness, Lourdes, thank you. So action without intention makes no sense. So then if we take just a metaphor or an example of the bowling, intention without action is just a wish, so it's worthless. It's a zero score. None of the standing pieces of the bowling will be falling. No goal will be achieved, okay? Or as the author, Carolyn Mace, she's an American author, she says, intention without action is useless. Nothing comes out of it, just like you said. And of course, if you go to the opposite, action without intention, then it's true that we do a lot of things without intention. We breathe, sleep, move without intending to do so. But there are two perspectives. If there's action without intention, then we are acting without a purpose, without knowing exactly what we're doing. Or on the other hand, we might accept everything that comes. So accepting everything, like in meditation, is also a way of action without intention. But at least I prefer not to use that definition. So a possible example of action without intention is this one. You know, sometimes you hurt somebody or you run over somebody, but you didn't mean to do it. And of course you say that you're a good driver, which doesn't make lots of sense. So an intention is something that will drive our actions, our attitude, or our approach. It is like, if I would say, it's like a river that knows where it wants to go. Okay, that's the intention. Now, what happens if we don't know what our intention is? Sometimes we don't know. And when we don't know, what can we do? I'm asking you, please share, open your mic. How can we know what our intention is? If we don't know, sometimes we don't know. Sometimes we're just rolling, doing, acting, and we're not sure what our intention is. Or we're not very clear about our intention. How could we possibly know? Anybody, please open your mic, or I see that there are... So how could we possibly know what our intention is when we don't know? Yes.
Can I say?
Yes, please.
I think we need to ask ourselves and to look inside and mm-hmm. having a question mark to understand what we really, really want, mm-hmm. To listen to our intuition. This is the word that I was looking for.
I love the really, really, and I use it a lot. So many times I'm asking, so what do you want? And after I ask, what do you want? I'm asking, just like you mentioned, what do you really want? And sometimes I go to, now what do you really, really want? And then the intention comes out. Dalia says, by using our values. Can you say something about it, Dalia, please?
I think the more we are connected to our values, the more we know what our intention is. Because you talked about action before, so mm-hmm. action with intention, this is a good thing together, and mm-hmm. it is better to do it by your values or life mm-hmm. purpose.
Mm-hmm. We have the wonderful tool of life purpose.
Yeah.
Carla, how can we go about practically about being honest to ourselves and then know our purpose or our intention?
In Spain, we use an expression which is not cheating on the solitaire.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe that the first thing we need to do in order to get it is to be honest with ourselves. Otherwise, we waste up our time and we won't get anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you. And Charlotte said, ask a question of the more than conscious mind and sleep on it. The brain is wired to answer our of purpose. Mm-hmm. So can you say a few more words about the more than conscious mind, Charlotte?
It's a part of learning that we seem to be wired that if we ask a question in background, all parts, all of our senses are gathering the answer. And my own experience is that if I ask a question at night, the answer will wake me up.
It usually works for me too. Thank you so much. It usually works for me too. If I clear my mind in the evening and I go to sleep only with that one question. So thank you very much for these sharings. So
also,
if I may,
the more than conscious mind has been measured by different people, and it's in the billions to one pieces of information. So on a conscious level, we're told we can't remember much more than 7 plus or minus 2 pieces of information. Meanwhile, the visual, the auditory, all those cortices are gathering information from the world and absorbing and integrating what is inside of us also. So there's a great deal of information pouring into a huge capacity and then fed through that to our intention in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Lovely. So I went and, believe it or not, but I interviewed this MCC. And I had a great time doing that. I contacted her on LinkedIn because I popped onto one of her blogs about intent. And she suggested ask yourself 2 questions. What is the reason why I'm doing this? So I'm doing something, for example, and I want to know what the intention was behind it. And then ask yourself, what do I believe about myself in relation to this situation? Mercy Miglino, MCC from the United States. She was very sweet and kind, and she shared her views with me, and it was a great chat. And anybody knows her? She knows Terry. So you might know that as of 3 days ago, I am in Cardiff, UK. And it is from there that I speak with you now. And so yesterday it was a weekend, and we went. I'm visiting my daughter here, who is on relocation, and my granddaughter Zohar, who just came from daycare and is looking for grandpa. So yesterday we went to a little town by the sea, Penarth in Wales. We are in Cardiff, UK, the home of Prince of Wales. And yesterday we fell onto an event that was a beautiful, beautiful parade in honor of the fallen people, fallen soldiers of the 2 world wars. So it's not only 8 years, but more than 100 years that they remember their fallen. And so there was this wonderful parade of soldiers and uniformed people. And if you do not understand, and it's the beauty was that there are a lot of people, so there's personal intent and action in it, and also a public community intent in it. And if you don't know what the intent is, it's just a nice parade and just people walking, marching, beautifully dressed, and singing the Scottish pipes, and But if you understand what it means, you understand that there is a message that they are trying to convey on a personal level, on a group level, and on the community level for everybody that was on the side of the road. And it was very emotional and very beautiful. So I'm moving towards coaching, and I want to ask you a question and invite your answers. In the context of what we're speaking, in the context of having intentions and intentions guiding our actions into the future, why is goal setting not enough? Not everybody together. All the time we say we need to set goals and prepare and do stuff and do actions and plan and then do, and that's how we coach people. Why is goal setting not enough by itself? And I'm not talking about the actions. Why would goal setting not be enough?
It's so I will achieve my goals, but if I'm not, I can achieve my goals, but still feel very bad or mm-hmm. not satisfied. Mm-hmm. So it's better to combine the reaching to my goals and to ask myself how I'm feeling, what is the way, mm-hmm. Who I want to be there, and not only to achieve.
Right. So involve the being also.
Yeah.
But why else? Anybody?
The connection to the values and to the being and to our intention give us the motivation to overcome mm-hmm. the obstacles mm-hmm. on the path. Mm-hmm. So.
Yes, because very true, because goal setting, goals are in the future. Sometimes the goals is next week or 2 months from now or 5 years from now. And it's far away into the future. And we need the motivation now. We need the motivation to move now, today, tomorrow. And I want to give you a wonderful example with the permission of my very dear friend and teacher, Dalia. So that thing is called the action-intention gap. So during my course with Sun, Dalia Eran was my teacher. And Dalia came in many times and she helped us and taught us. And one day she came in and she asked a volunteer, which I didn't like most of the times to be, until I understand how important it is to be a volunteer, right, Ortal and Alfonso? you two taught me why it's important to take a real topic and why to volunteer in coaching, whether as a client or whether as a coach. And so Dalia asked for a volunteer, and I volunteered, and she coached me on having a better life, but it was really more towards physical exercise and diet. You remember, Dalia? You remember. So, in any case, Dalia was coaching me for a good 5 minutes, not more. And after 5 minutes, she told me, "Nahum, you don't really mean to do that, are you? You have no intention of applying this, right?" And I said, "Well, you caught me, because no, I don't have the drive to go for it." And so we stopped there, because she understood that there's no intention behind it. She being a very highly professional coach, it took her 5 minutes. Maybe someone else I could fool for another 5-10 minutes, but not Dalia. So this action intention gap is what stands between us and moving towards that goal. So that is why goal setting is not enough. Therefore, this gentleman, Jeff Tayac, he is a designer. He's an artist, an educator. And I fell upon his blog and his exercise. And he talks about intention design. Okay, intention design. So he focuses on the present, not only on the future goals and designing actions, but first designing the intention, so that we have the motivation to start doing stuff. And he is mentioning three types of intention design. One that is time focused, like today, tomorrow, in a year, whatever, action focused, quit smoking, start smoking, or whatever it is, or project focused, which is more applicable to his own field. And therefore, I invite you to do the practical exercise. What we will do an exercise one-on-one, each one for themselves, and then we will go into breakout rooms and work in couples for a few minutes and then come back and share, okay? So take an interest. An interest is the goal, a goal. So take any interest, think of two or three things as goals or as interests, and we will go backwards and we will build an intention that will give us motivation now. So, for example, I invite you to take one or two or three such items. We will then pick one. But just for an example, it could be either a goal in meditation or in writing blog articles or getting in shape or whatever. Okay? So I invite you to pick two or three such goals or interests. In the meantime, I'll take a look into the chat. The Sun productivity cycle, where people tend to aim but not follow through. Yeah, that was me. And Alfonso mentioned goals are not enough to play the game. Absolutely. Absolutely. And goal setting is an idea, says Michael. Yeah. So have you picked some of your own? Let's say that we have, just for the sake of the exercise, one of these three goals. But you work on the goal that you picked. So please pick one out of the three, just for the sake of this exercise. So in what I'm showing, I will show, let's say that I picked meditation. Okay? You are invited to pick one of the goals, that one of the interests that you wrote. Does everybody has one, just to know that we are on board? Yeah, I see Suzette nodding. And I take it for granted that if Denise is smiling, then it's okay.
Yes.
Okay, Lourdes, thank you. Almog, thank you. Okay, lovely. I just want to know, you know, that maybe I'm speaking to myself. So let's say that the intent is meditation. And so my intention this week is to explore meditation. Let's take it can be for a week, a month, a year. Let's take for a week, okay? And I used, my intention this week is to explore meditation. But you can use any of the other verbs, like my intention is to learn about or to improve or to design or to write or whatever it is. So please use any verb with the goal that you mentioned or picked earlier. So please write down, my intention this week is to, whatever it is, the interest or goal that you picked. We're good? If nobody's answering, it's either you understood everything or you understood nothing. But
no,
I see Dalia.
No. Yes, yes, we did.
Okay, lovely, lovely. Thank you. So then it could be something like this. My intention this week is to improve my meditation practice. Okay? So it would be using a verb. So what I'm really saying is that we would use a verb. So it's something to do this week that will improve my meditation practice, and not a being goal. Because we can hardly measure it. So if I say my intention this week is to be a better meditator, I don't know how to measure that. But if I say this week I will meditate three times rather than one time, or 20 minutes each time rather than 10 minutes each time, or together with one friend or two friends, I can measure it, and it's doing in this case. Okay? So please write down to yourself, what is it that you will be doing, what we say in Hebrew, tachlis, actually, in order to improve or to whatever it was, to design, to write, to create, to learn about or to explore that intention. Okay? So, and now that you have that, I'll introduce the very simple cycle and circle, that there is first an intention, then there is action. What we all know, there's an action plan, we plan actions, then we do them, and then we reflect. So for the reflection piece, I would like to send us to group, to breakout rooms, and you will find yourself two by two in a breakout room. What I ask you to do is, one, I invite you to share with each other what your goal was. I invite you, we will have 5-6 minutes or so, and I invite you to reflect upon the process and give each other some sort of feedback, and then we come back to the room, to the general room, and share some sharings if we want. Is my explanation clear? Yes, thank you. Okay, so there we go. Let's see. Yes.
Just a moment. Is yes. to share our goal and our intention.
Yes.
Is that correct?
It is, yes, yes.
And then give feedback to your...
Yeah, our practical intention. Mm-hmm. And so you will find yourselves in pairs. We have 12 people, so we will be in 6 rooms. And we will take like 5-6, maybe 7 minutes. And please share and reflect on the process. Was this something clear or not clear, helpful, not helpful? Are you going to do it? Or like myself with Dalia, not intend to do anything about it. Here we go.
Hello? Hello?
I'm alone in the room.
No.
I am alone in the room.
Oh, good.
So I came back.
Okay, wonderful. What's your intention?
My intention is this week to finish all my paperwork for my student. That's it, done. It's sitting here. That's it.
Okay.
And yours?
That's very clear. To find a new Sun Web administrator by the end of November by asking at least 3 people.
Okay.
And praying.
Yeah. I hear there is a story there. I can feel it. Okay.
So now what do we do?
So now he said what we need to do to achieve that, right? To make it more...
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, what are you going to do?
So, I want to, it's not only to check every day X paperwork, I want to, that it will be here in my prioritize. For me, until the end of the week, I don't want to do anything, only that. So I have many things and tasks to do. But this will be the first. Usually it's the end of the day I'm starting to do it because I don't like to do it. But I want to finish it. That's it.
Can I ask a question or two?
Yes, of course.
What do you consider the end of the week? Which day, what time?
So for me, end of the week, it includes Saturday because Friday I'm teaching. So it's half day that I can't do anything. So Saturday till the evening, till... Sunday morning, that's it. I finish.
Okay. And how much time each day do you want to allot to this activity?
Oh, if I calculate it, I have like 60. I think I need between 4 to 5 hours at least
4 to 6 hours only to do this. It's a lot. It means that I can't almost work, right? Because I know how much time. So this is my purpose.
What might happen if some of that time you plan is taken by some other priority?
Yes, it's a good question, Terry. And this part is very hard for me to say no to other things. So if there are some more things that it's very important, and they are, because they are there, like level one, like, you know, I have so many things now that it's really urgent for me. So I will do them, but I will change the priority. That means, first of all, I will do, for example, 3 hours, then I will do another things, then I will go back to that. But usually what I do it, I do everything, and the end of the day, I finish it, and I don't have power. So I can't work 6 hours at the end of the day. So I will change the priority, only for temporary time.
That's very flexible and resourceful and creative. Yeah. Yeah, I acknowledge you for that one.
Thank you.
Very good.
And you?
Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, I will send a letter to someone asking if they can do this or if we can have chat, Zoom date to go over this intention. The next step would be to decide the criteria that I need to follow to make the choice that I have to write down.
Yeah, I wasn't alone in a room, so I came back, and Terry was alone too, so I...
Oh boy.
We were together.
So then you've been in the main room, so I hope you use the time. You probably did business.
Yeah, no, we work on our business.
Okay. I hope the others did join. I saw that they did.
Yeah.
But I had a lovely chat with Carla.
Okay, good.
It was wonderful.
It was really nice.
Do they know when to come back? Are you in charge of bringing them back?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. I just stopped everything. So, yeah. Okay.
Terry, accept that.
It's nine seconds. 9 seconds.
Okay.
Yeah.
Terry, we'll continue.
Yeah.
Take the time as usual at home.
That's never enough time.
Of course. Especially if you're alone in the room.
Okay.
So, first I invite you to share. Please share. I would love to hear your experience. Any chance? We had a lovely time with Carla, and we even found some secrets and a common issue. Yes, Dalia, please.
For me, it was interesting to say it out loud. It's like a commitment, you know? So to say it out loud and to feel it in my guts, and not here, only here, but down there. And it makes a difference. It makes a difference to declare it to other person.
Even to one other person,
right. Mm-hmm. And especially when it's Charlotte.
Lovely. Thank you very much, Dalia. Lourdes, please.
Okay, for me, what worked very well was this week, which is the time frame. If it's because it was a short time, I took something that I've been postponing, and I really want to do, and I never find the moment because it's starting to go to the gym, and with this. The time frame where I said, okay, my intention is not to start going to the gym, but start researching for different options. So now, within this time frame, it's something that I can achieve, and it's something that I really want to do. So I think this week was
your partner, Lourdes?
Michael. Michael.
if you don't do what you committed, he will send you the dogs.
Yes. No. I'm scared.
He will send you all those dogs. Anybody else?
Yes.
Denise, would you like to share? Thank you, Lourdes.
Thank you.
Sure.
Thank you.
Introvert that I am. I had a lovely conversation with Amag. We introduced ourselves because we are not aware of each other. Just did a little bit of that, and then the time flew by. Both of us did identify some things that our intention was clear and also specific to time. And so as a result, hopefully, we will have the results we want. Because I told her that with Sun, we tend to work in terms of results, not so much goals. So it's more the intention, and you already see it happening, and it is.
Mm-hmm. Which is one way to create our intentions, to look to the results and backwards. Anybody else would love to share? Yes, Carla.
I would like to share. I was with Nahum in this room, and thanks to his listening, I started talking, and he made me realize with just a question that I was running so much as I usually do, because I first talk, then think, and I should do it in the other way. And we realized that we are very similar in this, because he also seems to do this way. So
I do it even worse. I first run, then think.
Well, run or think is just a sort of action. And at least I realize that it's better to stop, think, and then talk. So I'm going to work on that. Thank you, Nahum.
So, my pleasure. So just because of the time frame, I want to go back to share, because I want... Can you see my screen? Yeah? Okay, so as I mentioned, some of you might know, we lost our father-in-law, my dear father-in-law, about 10 days ago. And he was 97 and a half. And by accompanying him along the rough road of the end, which was relatively short but very brutal, I understood what a pure intent is, and how it designs our actions. My wife and I, he unfortunately died of old age and some problems, biological problems, but he had a very bad and very quick 2-3 months of dementia, and the end was very, very ugly. So we had to help him. What was very clear to my wife and I all along the years that we are taking care of him and my mother-in-law, who is much younger, 92, but who is in much worse condition, is that we had a very clear intent that we will always be and do what's best for him. And that's what we did, and I'm very proud of that. So that was an example for me in this respect. So this, thank you. This presentation is in his honor, Pinchas. So what does all this has to do with coaching? And since we only have like 5 minutes or so, I want to ask you, please, what does it has to do with coaching in terms of the coachee and the coach or the client? Any comments? The intention. Why are we talking with coaches an hour about intent, and then how does it connect to coaching and to coach and client, please? Anybody? Yes, Lourdes.
Well, I take your experience with Dalia when she mm-hmm. was coaching you as an example of mm-hmm. of when we are starting to coach someone and we have this feeling that is not the right, I mean, there's something that is not, there's no real intention. Like, I remember your example with Dahlia, and that's what I take away from this conversation. Mm-hmm. It's focusing more in what is the real intention of my client.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Alfonso, before you run, I must have a sentence from you.
Thank you very much, Nahum, for this. I was all the time asking myself, what is the intention of my intention?
Mm-hmm.
And then I found some similarity, some connection with purpose, mm-hmm. with life purpose.
Mm-hmm.
But in any case, intention, for me, it seems to have a different status from results and goals and short-term definitions.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's something more global that oneself knows and doesn't need to give a precise description.
Mm-hmm.
But most of all, I want to hug everyone and thank you for this wonderful session. Nahum.
Toda raba. Toda raba. Muchas gracias, Alfonso.
Gracias.
So I want to finish up by a quote from Mercy. And she says, in coaching, we need to determine our intent as a coach, but we need to determine it for ourselves, for the client, and for us as a coach and client together. And she says that our task is to support our clients in knowing what their intent is, and we can ask, hold, or visualize this intent for them. And I am willing to add, while doing the same for ourselves. And I say to Charlotte, you want to say something, and I'll be more than glad to hear. Your microphone is open, so you must speak.
Oh, I'm going into a serious operation on Wednesday morning. My intention is to use all of my inner abilities to heal quickly and to rise above discomfort and live.
God bless you, and we all hold our fingers crossed for you.
Thank you
so much. And I want to finish by this old proverb, almost finished by this old proverb. You know, that's the road to hell that I don't intend to go. Because I love learning and I love helping people. So my place is in heaven, there's no question. And finally, I want to finish with this quote by Pablo Picasso. What one does is what counts, not what one had the intention of doing. And I'm inviting any final comments. Please, more than welcome. And it was a great pleasure for me. So any comments, please?
Say thank you. I have to leave, so I just want to thank you so much, Nahum. It's been really, really interesting. I love this session. And I hope to see you all soon. And I send you a big hug.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Muchas gracias, Lourdes.
Gracias.
I'd like you to think about, what if we change the name of the results game to the intentions game?
Wow.
Very wow.
Well, I saw that in the chat, but that's a wow. I didn't even dare to start.
I now understand them much better. Thank you very much, Nahum.
I'm humbled. My pleasure.
Very well.
Thank you all very, very much for participating. And thank you for being the wonderful friends that you are.
Thank you so much, Nahum.
Thank you, Nahum.